Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, you're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss your problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding Islamic upbringing of their children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Sister Rehana Kazemi. She has done Bachelor's of Science in Applied Psychology. She's a researcher in the Hafsa Ilmi of Qom, and her research right now is on best trainers and coaches for students in non-Islamic countries with Islamic perspective. A very warm welcome, Sister, and Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you very much.
Well, Sister, we have one of the things that parents have with their children is called generation gap. And the more this generation gap is, the less the parents are friends with their children. And the less this gap is, the more the parents are children with their, the more the parents are friends with their children. Now, I would want to ask you, how much should be this gap? I mean, should parents be as free as they want? Should they be discussing everything, like even immodest things, with their children? Or there should be some gap? Or should this gap be very, very, you know, much more as if they feel like we don't have any friends in the family?
Yes. First of all, parents need to realize the generation gap and always be the friend of their children, and need to realize their children are not born in the same age they born. So they have their own concepts of life. So they need to understand the concept of life of their children, and they need to discuss everything with their children, although these are very silly things according to the parents, and they need to share everything with their children. In this way, their children will share everything with their parents. As parents, if you are very secret and you are not trying to discuss your matters with your wife or your children, then definitely in future your children will be turned out like a secret person.
Okay, so the person is hiding.
Yes,
things.
If you hide something, you need to pretend. I know the children are not at the same age. Their mental understanding is not like you. But you need to discuss with your children according to their mental understanding. You need to ask them, but don't
all
say.
Right, so here you're saying that we are not ought to discuss each and everything with the child.
Yeah.
We got to discuss with them what, as per their age, what
yes.
is the need to
yes.
be discussed? All right.
According to their age. That's not good for your children if you are like discussing the things which for their age is not suitable.
Like
it's
immodest
over age.
Things.
That's why there's a restriction on even on the games, that the children are not allowed to see or play the overage games because this is not suitable for their mind. You need to act according to their mental state. If a child is a 6-year-old or a 7-year-old and you are discussing with him the things of according to the age of 18, he is not able to understand these things. You are making complex in your child's mind. He will be confused that what is he saying. So always try to make things simple. Always try to discuss things in a simple way, that will be easy. They simplify the things that will be easy for a child to understand, and try to share with children and try to listen to your children.
Mm-hmm.
When they will come back from the school and be a friend of your, oh, how was your day? But don't start when they come. like bedtime story time. You can ask your child, how was your day? How was your friend? What were you doing at the daytime? How was your class? So you can ask this type of questions. And when you see thing he discussed with me is not as good as I want, you need to like
you can
add
be patient
something
yourself.
In bedtime story, and always try to tell your child a bedtime story which is very
effective
for him and effective for his behavior. And as a Muslim, try to tell the bedtime stories, especially
for Islamic
heroes.
True.
So this is very useful for your child.
Yeah. We'll discuss more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Sister Rehana Kazemi, and we're discussing about generation gap. Sister, before break, we reached a conclusion that parents got to be close to their children. They need to reduce this generation gap as much as they can, but they have to take care of not sharing immodest things with their children. What their children do not understand, as per their age, they should get closer to them. And one of the most important things that you noted out was that parents have to take care of this thing, that they do not share so that their child gets bored up and he feels like, when my father's or mother is getting stopped, or like they start talking like a non-stop radio. Well, now I would want to ask you, what is the very interesting way of upbringing, you know?
I said before, because the children's mental state is not like that, he will understand the big things. If you show him the big picture, you need to understand, the children is able to understand a small picture. So always try to simplify the things.
As per age.
Yeah, according to their age. I want to say, especially for the Muslim families that develop the concept of Islam and the concept of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your children's brain since their early age. I want to add the Ayatollah Shahabadi. He was the teacher of Irfan of
Mysticism.
Imam Khomeini.
Okay.
He advised that if, for example, your child needs shoes, although you will get it sooner or later, tell your child, daddy has to have money. Don't you know that Allah is the provider? So ask Allah to give your father money to buy you shoes. So the child will definitely pray. And the father will definitely earn money. When the father brings him the shoes and considered it to be from God and fall in love with Allah. So always create the love of Allah in your child's heart. So that is, he learns from his childhood that that his father is only the mediator of the sustenance. In this case, the father has put his child's hand in Allah's hand.
All right. So the ultimate provider
is
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a father is only a mediator of sustenance. That's very, very beautiful because a child has a very sensory kind of senses. He has that development in his sensory ways. He loves to touch. He loves to look. He only wants to understand things through his sensory, parts. Well, we'll discuss more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Sister Rehana Kazemi, and we're discussing the interesting way of upbringing. Sister, you said that the interesting way to introduce God into life,
yes,
is to show the things in a sensory manner, like, yes, you give a child some gift or something that is needed for sustenance, for life, and then tell a child that this thing was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and your father was only the mediator.
Yeah. And that's why the other thing on the negative side, I will say, is Imam Raza alayhi salam's narration that he said, do not like make the promise with your children if you could not fulfill it.
Yeah.
So because he's the child is looking you as a sustainer.
Yeah.
And if he will see...
That's what I was saying. A, yeah, child has a sensory kind of,
yes,
development in this age. He wants to love. He wants to, yeah, he wants to see. He wants to touch things. And then he understands. He only understands with the touch,
yeah,
and seeing things. And since he sees his father as God, his, yes, mother as God, so
should
not
be a father and mother
parents.
A good role model for him.
Yeah, yeah.
So at the end, I will say the father and the mother are the parents of a child is a good role model for a child. That's why Islam said mother's lap is the first school for a child.
Yeah.
He learns more things from the, when he was like a little baby, from the start of the his pregnancy or her pregnancy, if mother eats good food, she recites some duas, there are some different amals, and if she does like that,
yeah,
definitely the child will turn out like this. There are some fruits, if a woman eats these fruit, the baby should be a beautiful baby, and he will be like that, or she will be like that. So these are very important things, and the
mother and father, yeah, play a role
for forming your child like a beautiful young man or beautiful human. These small things play a major role in a child's personality from day one till the end. And mothers and fathers' behaviors are the main roles, because the children picked up everything from their mothers and their fathers. The family behavior, the family built up with the blocks. So every member of the family is like a block. And when these blocks are together, these make a unit. And this is a family unit. So that means every person is very important for a family. So the behavior of the every person is also very important for a family, and especially for a young child. Mother and the father are the role model, and he is looking them as a role model. So the behavior of a mother and a father is very, very important. So I will definitely and really emphasize on the behavior of the mother and the father. So these both are the main pillar for a child's good personality.
Or to make a child developed into a very good personality, parents play a major role, and every characteristic, like you said, yeah, every member of the family plays some role, but parents are the main role models, because a child has a sensory development. He understands with touch, sense, and he sees God in his parents.
In his parents.
So if a parent lies, he feels like God lies. If,
yeah,
a parent
lies, yeah,
does not keep his promise, he'll feel like God does not keep his promise. Yeah. So parents have to be very, very careful in this very sensitive age. Thank you so much, sister, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. If you have any questions, dear audiences, comments or suggestions, please contact us on englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on the social media websites just by searching Call of Islam Radio. You can also listen to our programs on our official website. That's www.parstoday.com. Until another program, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect with no flaws at all.